In this bulletin, restrictions extended in Sydney as a COVID-19 cluster grows to 21 cases. The Great Barrier Reef to be declared a World Heritage Site in danger. And Denmark qualifies for the Euro Championship knockout stage. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Mandatory mask wearing has been extended by a week for Sydneysiders as New South Wales records 10 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, bringing the number of cases linked to the Bondi cluster to 21. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says masks will remain compulsory until midnight on June 30 on public transport and most indoor settings for people in Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Illawarra and Shell Harbour.
All of Sydney will now be required to adhere to that compulsory mask wearing indoors for hospitality workers when we're going shopping, when we're going grocery shopping, when we're going to events inside. It's only when you're really eating or drinking indoors at a venue that you can't or shouldn't be wearing a mask. But in every other circumstance, if you live or are in Sydney, you must wear a mask for an additional week beyond Wednesday midnight.
Victoria has recorded zero new locally acquired COVID-19 cases from more than 13,000 tests. Two cases were detected in hotel quarantine. Acting Premier James Molino hinted a further easing of restrictions later this week.
Every step of the way, further easing of restrictions for regional Victoria, the next step for Melbourne. I'm confident that we can do some further steps, that we can make some further steps, and we'll be announcing those shortly, but that's always subject to public health advice, what we can do and when we can do it. But I am confident that we can make some further changes this week.
Australia's Immunisation Coalition is urging people to support efforts to get COVID-19 vaccines to lower income countries. While vaccine supply is currently restricted in Australia, some poorer nations are yet to receive even a single dose. Infectious diseases expert Professor Robert Boy is the chair of the Immunisation Coalition. He says by donating even a very small amount, Australians can help people in low-income nations to get fully vaccinated.
Enlightened self-interest tells us that if we protect other people, the virus won't mutate, it won't become a virus that becomes even more transmissible and even harder to control by vaccination and other measures. By vaccinating ourselves and paying forward to vaccinate for others, we can stop this virus from transmitting. We can stop it in its tracks.
A pilot is seriously injured after his light plane crashed at a Melbourne golf course. The plane crashed at the Capital Golf Course in Heatherton in the city's southeast. Victoria Police say the plane crashed into trees shortly after takeoff from Moorabbin Airport. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee says Australia will fight a draft recommendation to list the Great Barrier Reef as a World Heritage Site in danger. Her comments come after a United Nations body called for more government action on climate change. But independent MP Zali Steggall has welcomed the move by UNESCO.
This determination now by UNESCO urges the government to take the most ambitious path possible to address climate change and limit warming to well below 2 degrees. We need to up our ambitions. That is very clear.
To sport, and despair has turned to exhilaration for Denmark as they claimed an astonishing 4-1 victory over Russia to qualify for the last 16 of the European Championship. The victory means Denmark progresses as Group B runners-up and will face Wales next. This Denmark fan shared his excitement after the match.
I'm proud to be a Dane, right? I'm not much of a nationalist, but this is the one time where I feel like it's okay to be proud of Denmark, right? I've been playing football for 15 years. This is amazing.
Meanwhile, Scotland's Billy Gilmore has tested positive for COVID-19 and will miss Scotland's final group game against Croatia. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth partly cloudy and 17 degrees. Adelaide rain easing, 15. Melbourne a little rain and 15 degrees. Hobart cloudy and 13. Canberra rain at times, 14. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 20. Sydney, similar conditions, 20 degrees. Newcastle, much the same, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 23. Cairns, cloudy and 27. And Darwin, sunny at a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.